Welcome to How To Tuesday this week. We've been taking some questions from Instagram. We got a couple of really good ones. This one is a question that comes up quite often. You want to buy one spinning rod. What should that be? So first of all, you need to ask a couple of questions about what kind of fishing you're going to do, where you're fishing, things like that. But let's just say you're going to fish in the Florida Keys. And if you're going to fish in the Florida Keys, inshore. And so what that's going to look like is you're going to catch kind of redfish, snook, baby tarpon, bonefish, hermit, kind of those type of fish, along with, you know, trout, jack crevalles, all kinds of other fish like that. But typically you're going to be fishing pretty light. You're going to fish 20 pound line or less, and you're going to be looking for fish that are, you know, of that size, kind of, you know, permit being a hard fighting fish for sure, but doesn't quite require what a 120 pound tarpon does, right? So this is going to be a pretty easy answer for me every time. It is, I'm going to go with the length of the rod first. And the length of the rod, I feel like, is 7 feet. That's what I want in my general rods. I feel like if you get over 7 feet, that is a specialty rod. And really for this type of fishing, I think when you get under 7 feet, that is a specialty rod. Now there's plenty of opportunity to use those type of rods, 7.5, 8-foot rods, 6-foot rods, lots of opportunity to use those, but I consider those to be more specialty rods. If I want the most general rod that I can find, I want one that is going to be 7 feet long. That's my length. Then I want to look at, okay, how heavy do I want this rod? What kind of lures am I going to throw? What kind of fish am I going to go after? And generally, a rod will be labeled with a line designation. Like it's good for lines of this, you know, between this one and this one. So you see 6 to 12 often. You see 8 to 14 or 8 to 17 often. You see 10 to 20 often. 10 to 20 is going to be more of a heavier rod for tarpon fishing or other big fish. Going to have a lot of lifting power. An 8 to 17 is going to be right in the middle. And a 6 to 12 is going to be, that's a bonefish rod for me. Bonefish, light stuff like small or redfish and being able to throw light baits to something. So what lands right in the middle is that 7 foot, 8 to 17 pound rod. Now, from there, you're going to have choice on tip flex and all sorts of other designations like that. I'm going to go with something that is pretty moderate. Like I don't want an ultra fast tip if I'm just going to pick one rod. Now I have plenty of places for an ultra fast tip, but if I'm only going to pick one, I want the most general rod I can get. So like a 7 foot, 8 to 17 pound St. Croix Mojo is going to be this rod for me. That rod has a moderate flex. It doesn't have a super fast tip. I'm going to be able to throw all different kinds of lures. It comes in at an affordable price point, and that is awesome. It's got guides on it that will withstand the abuse that you're going to give it if you're a fishing guide and you're going to hand it to people every single day. I've seen these rods get stepped on. They're durable. That's what you want as well. So I'm looking for the most versatile rod that I can find. That would be my choice. 7 foot, 8 to 17 pound. And, you know, I gave you an example of the one that I like, particularly the St. Croix Mojo. That's it. That's the one I would choose. I guess it's Mojo Salt or Mojo Inshore is the exact designation. But, you know, there's tons of rods out there. You're looking for a certain length and a certain line designation, and that's going to tell you what kind of lures you can throw with it and also how big a fish you can catch with it. So 7 foot, 8 to 17 pound rod, that's my choice. And I'd pair that with a 4,000 size reel that has a really good drag that is made for saltwater. You can definitely spend less money on a reel that is made for freshwater, but you're going to get what you pay for. So make sure that the reel you get is a saltwater reel. I like the Daiwas. They work great for me. The BGs, the Saltist. you want to spend a little bit of money, go with a Certate. Those are fantastic reels. But again, I'm looking for the most versatile. So pick whichever one you want, but it should fall into that category. Kind of 7 foot, 8 to 17 pound with a 4,000 size reel. Spool that up with 10 to 20 pound braid, and you're ready to go. And you'll never outgrow that rod. You could give that rod to a young man, young lady, and they're going to have that for the rest of their life. That's going to be the battle axe. So that's it. Thanks for the question. If you have questions, you can always email them to me, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. We're looking for subjects to do on How To Tuesday. We've done a lot of these things now, probably over 100 episodes. So hit me up. We need new questions, and I appreciate your questions. So send them to me, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. You can also tag me on Instagram, Tom_Roland. That's Roland with a W. All right. Thanks. See you next week.